Over the past couple of decades, I have received hundreds of letters from people who have fled the Word of Faith movement, and those letters tell heart-rending stories of the sick being told that their sickness is a direct result of their sin. One such letter is the personal testimony of a woman who had been blind from birth. After she came to faith in Christ, she joined a church that had been infiltrated by the faith movement. It wasn't long before they were instructing her to confess perfect sight and then commanding God to honor his word. When nothing happened, they began to denounce the woman for her lack of faith. They said that there was something in her life that hindered God's will. They said God was held up because of some point of sin or disobedience that he just couldn't get around until the woman straightened up. And this dear lady went on to write that she had spent hours, sleepless nights, agonizing over this issue and became depressed and began to lose her joy, even began to feel that there was no use in praying to God anymore. And some Sundays she would stay away from church because she felt like an outsider in God's family watching his pet children getting blessed because of their faith. If I was doing or not doing something that hindered God, she said, I was at a loss trying to discern what it was. And she would cry out to God in utter despair, what do you want me to do? Well, in time she discovered that God had never forsaken her. Her blindness was not a result of her sin. And the real problem was not the lack of her faith, but the faith follower's lack of understanding. When she came to that realization, she felt like a different person. She finally recognized that in Jesus' eyes, she was whole and that she was still as important to him as she had been at the beginning of their relationship, and determined that no one was ever again going to take that joy away from her. Astutely, she observed the real motivation behind the faith movement, and that was that she discovered that many people wanted to see her healed or pretend to be healed because her blindness upset their theological apple cart. It's hard to believe in their beliefs, she says, when a disabled person who thanks God for their disability comes along. It's as if their faith won't stand up if I don't go along with their agenda. I believe that they want my healing for their own sake, not mine. It might sound harsh, but I don't think they have a thumbnail of faith, she writes, and then closes her letter with the words, I want the staff here at Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast to know that I heartily support your stand concerning this issue. It's a killer, a spiritual cancer. It grieves me that so few in the body of Christ are willing to listen to the truth that you at the ministry so diligently put forth. And I pray, she says, that God will continually encourage you and direct your path through criticism and denouncements. I almost, she writes, didn't hear the truth in time. And therein lies the problem. There are so many people that are following the faith movement, and they're in the churches for a while, and then they fall out of the back doors of the movement, oftentimes into the kingdom of the cults. They don't know who to trust or what to believe. And that is why I wrote a book called Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. It is a must read. It's about a new breed of faith teachers who have rock star platforms and popularity, and yet have perverted the gospel of grace and replaced it with a gospel of greed. That is why Paul warned, even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples. So be on your guard. Remember, for 3 years, I never stopped warning each one of you night and day with tears. Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. It's available. You can access the book on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, remember to ask for Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. It's my latest book,